Chapter 11, Rogues in the Night. I stirred in the bed and slowly opened my eyes. It was the middle of the night, and I sensed some movement in our bedroom. We kept a light inside the closet to keep our clothes from molding in the tropical humidity, and it gave enough light in the room for me to see a strange sight. My purse, an African leather drawstring bag, was moving across the floor toward the window. It moved a little bit, then stopped, then moved a bit more, and stopped. I tried to keep my eyes glued to it, but I was so sleepy I could not keep my eyes open. We were told later the Liberians had a sleeping powder, which they probably had blown into our room through the louvers to keep us sleeping. The next time I forced my eyes open, my purse was all the way across the room against the lower louvers of the window with a hand reaching inside it from the outside. This time I turned over and shook Roland. "Honey, honey," I whispered, "wake up. Someone is stealing from my purse." Roland sat up, rubbing his eyes as he looked toward the window. By then the hand was gone. When we investigated my purse, the wallet was gone from it. A long stick had been left partway through the louvers with a forked piece tied to the end. The thief, or rogue, as the Liberians called them, used this to pull my purse across the room. Roland pulled on his pants and headed out of the room to investigate further. We thanked the Lord that we had kept our bedroom door locked, or else the rogue would have probably come right into the room and could have harmed us in our sleep. As Roland walked through the house, he saw the dirty laundry pulled out of the basket in the next bedroom, and some of the clothes had been pulled halfway through the louvers. His razor was on the floor in the bathroom. The box of groceries I had just purchased that afternoon and left on the kitchen counter was gone. The front door had been pried open and was ajar. A casserole dish from the refrigerator was sitting empty on the front porch. Leftover chicken had been in it, so someone had a snack in the middle of his job. Clothes were strewn through the yard and down the beach in front of our house toward the village of King Gray. The rogue, or rogues, had made a fast getaway. Roland picked up the clothes he found and came back to the house. Roland and I stood in the middle of the living room together. We were visibly shaken. Nothing like this had ever happened to us before. We felt violated. However, the Lord was near with his comfort, as he reminded us of the verse in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. "For ye took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance." We praise the Lord for keeping us safe, knowing he would continue to provide all our needs. We learned a good lesson that night, which stayed with us for years to come as we experienced other robberies, both during our years in Liberia and when we were later serving the Lord in the Caribbean islands. ELWA hired a night watchman to try to eliminate the problem of rogues coming on the campus and stealing from the missionary homes. But the rogues soon learned his schedule of rounds on the campus, and did their dirty work between rounds. The missionary men finally decided to take turns being on call to help when a rogue was working on a house. Late one night, just before we fell asleep, we heard a noise outside our bedroom window. We could see the silhouette of an African climbing on the window with a knife or something similar in his hand. Roland quietly reached for the phone beside the bed and called the missionary on duty that night. A little while later, we heard the missionary shouting at the rogue, who instantly disappeared in the night. Two missionaries had come to try to catch the rogue, but when they saw him climbing on our window, they got excited and started yelling at him. Years later, the Lord led us to move to a suburb of the capital city of Monrovia. We often heard people running past our house in the night yelling, "Rogue! Rogue!" If they caught the thief, they took the law into their own hands and gave him a beating within the inch of his life. We got up one morning and climbed into our little Toyota Corolla, ready to go to the Elwha campus 10 miles away to take the children to school and go to our ministry at the radio station. We were shocked when we realized the car windshield was missing. A rogue had come into the carport in the night and cut it out of the car. When we returned home that afternoon, Roland went to town and bought a new windshield and an alarm to put on the car so we would be alerted if anyone bothered the car. While he installed the alarm, he demonstrated how it worked to our boys and was having fun testing it out. In the meantime, some fellows at the bar just over the fence were evidently observing everything. Roland slept in the office next to the carport the next couple of nights so he could hear the alarm, but he did not hear anything, and the car was safe. After returning to the bedroom to sleep for the next few nights, we found the windshield missing again. No one had heard the alarm. Evidently, the rogues knew how to do the job so carefully it did not set off the alarm. We realized we had to take more drastic measures. One of our neighbors allowed us to park our car in their locked garage until we had a chance to make a locked gate installed in the carport. Though these events were discouraging, we knew the Lord would take care of us and provide our needs. We knew the Lord had called us to Liberia, and we did not intend to leave until He told us to leave. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10.